Hello, and welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm John Hare, subbing for Charles Showalter. If you want to find out more about the Union Edge, go to theunionedge.com. That's www.theunionedge.com. And did you know that many, many union members were also veterans, and for that reason, there is an organization for their interest? It's called the Union Veterans Organization. We're pleased to have William Fisher from the Union Veterans Organization. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Will Fisher with the Union Veterans Council. How are you doing today?
We're doing real good. I'm John Hare. Well, I think we've spoken a couple times before on the program. What's happening at the Union Veterans Council now?
Absolutely, yeah. We come on with Charles every couple of weeks, and we've had a lot of big things going on with the Veterans Council since the last time I was on, I guess probably about 10 days ago. I'd be remiss if I didn't kick things off by talking about how our membership, along with, a lot of work by our affiliates and by the veterans community, was able to stop a horrible piece of legislation in the U.S. Senate yesterday, at Bill 1082. This bill, put forward by presidential candidate U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, existed basically for no other reason than to chip away at basic workplace rights and was going to strip due process from VA employees. But we were able to beat that, and then, to quote our Union Veterans Council chair, the president of AFG, J. David Cox, he goes, you simply can't fire your way to the solution. Our veterans in the VA workforce need legislation that will address the root causes of VA's troubles, inadequate staffing levels, and mismanagement. The whistleblowers that have happened have brought some of these issues that the VA's had to light. Those aren't managers. Those are frontline employees, many of whom are represented by the AFG
right.
and other unions.
So the legislation attempted to limit the ability of people who work in the veterans or in the Veterans Administration to be able to speak for themselves through their organizations, the unions.
Oh, it was just going to strip the due process from them, so they could become at will employees, and to quote Marco Rubio, make it easier to fire them.
In other words, they don't have to go through any due process. We can just fire them if we want. Great.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations for helping to stop that.
Yep, we beat that back. And we always have a lot of exciting things going on because we fundamentally believe at the Union Veterans Council, the working class and the veterans class, they're one and the same. You can't go to a job site, post office, factory, mill, school, or hospital in this country, anywhere, and not have a veteran working there.
Absolutely.
And when people come in and they, attack those workplaces, when they attack those workers, they're categorically attacking veterans. Let's just be frank. The issues facing veterans and those facing America's working families, by and large, aren't independent of each other. It's a lack of good jobs and attacks on health care.
Absolutely. And the people who make the decisions about policy in the VA, the people that run the operations, many of those are appointed people. Many of them perhaps have not been there a very long while. The people that are actually doing the work and interacting with our veterans and working every day, they are the ones that are being made the scapegoats, it sounds like, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Not to get just totally enveloped with the VA,
right? Because your organization goes far beyond. I understand. Yeah,
but I mean, really, what you're seeing right now is chronic underfunding and understaffing. There are over 40,000 vacancies at the VA right now. There's constant attacks on funding, and basically, you have the billionaire class kicking the VA in the leg and then mm-hmm. making fun of them for having a limp.
Right.
And this is because their end goal is the privatization of veterans' health care.
Yeah.
They want to allow their other billionaire friends to be able to profit off the care of veterans. That's something that we as are fundamentally against at the Veterans Council, as are our affiliates.
So the Veterans Council is composed of any veterans who wish to join and support the agenda, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. A union or potential union members.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans or those who have mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters of veterans. We welcome everybody to join us. And because the more and more that we're able to build up class consciousness amongst veterans, it's 22 million of us in this country. And I don't know about the folks out there listening, but my Marine Corps unit I went to Iraq with, look, nobody came home and went to work at Lehman Brothers and, you know, drove our economy into the ditch. There's wage earners.
That's right.
So while veterans are absolutely, you know, have issues like the VA, like veterans preference, like the GI Bill, you know, because of the realities, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a veterans issue because it's going to take jobs from veterans and send them overseas. Our lack of infrastructure investment is a veterans issue because there are veterans who are journeymen and apprentices right now who could be working on those projects, and instead they're standing in line at the food bank.
No question, you know, about it. That's a really good point, Will.
And more that we're able to build this up and grow the Veterans Council, you know, we've increased our membership in the last 3 months by about 20,000. We're growing every day. I would encourage all of your listeners to check us out at unionveterans.org and follow us on Facebook at Union Veterans Council, AFL-CIO. And, you know, we look forward to having you.
That'd be great, Will. And, you know, I'm thinking a little bit about the TPP. There, sometimes people think it's inevitable that if our country has a trade agreement and we're doing business in other countries, that it's going to be inevitable that eventually the work goes to the other countries because it's more profitable. But it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, there's many European countries that have legislation that says, all right, if we're going to have some trade benefits and we're going to be doing that kind of trade with other countries, we want to make sure that the jobs are going to remain in this country and are going to be, the jobs will continue, the goods that we sell are going to be continue to be made in the country. And that's perfect. That can be part of the policy if we can convince our legislators that that's an important aspect. And why not? Why isn't it important? It's our jobs. It's our community, right?
And it's not only talking about taking jobs away from Americans, but you're talking about going to places where slavery is still practiced. Going to places where people are getting paid 30 cents an hour. Going to places where there's no environmental standards whatsoever. And so we are in a vicious cycle that is in competing in a race to the bottom. And veterans, though, we are once again, look, we are part of a historic movement and have at a very historic time. And veterans, we are again at the front lines. And the more and more that we are able to come together as veterans and talk about the fact that I'm against the TPP because I'm a veteran.
Right.
I support funding for the VA because I'm a veteran. I want us to invest in infrastructure because I'm a veteran. You know what? I fought, and so did a lot of other people, to make sure our country had a future. And now we shouldn't have to come back home and fight our government to make sure we can have a future of our own.
You know, that's for sure. And what better way to thank you and other veterans for their service, but to make sure that we have a country that recognizes that all workers, including our veterans, have a right to a decent job and a decent wage and their own organization. And we really...
Absolutely. All the yellow ribbons in the world aren't going to feed anybody.
Will, I really enjoy talking to you. We really support your organization. Tell us once again how people can find out more.
Visit us online at unionveterans.org. Check us out on Facebook at Union Veterans Council. And we're also on Twitter at Union Veterans. I would tell you, if y'all sign up today, our next newsletter will be going out tomorrow. And within that newsletter, you could also click on a link and order your Union Veterans Council hard hat sticker, which is available to anyone for free.
Listeners, hear that and follow. Hey, Will, thanks so much. This is Will Fisher, who's the head of the Union Veterans Council. We'll check in with you again. Enjoy talking to you. This is the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.